Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And the missile, James Magnusson, joining us this morning with the absence of Denon Kemp. He's doing the, he's got the bloke in a bar, dental braces and dentures. So anyone out there that's looking for some false teeth or maybe some just some braces for the kids. If the chopper's a little bit out of sync, then mate, look for the bloke in the bar braces. And Joey, of course, is not here because we didn't want him here after his performance last week. They said to me, no, Denon, should we get Joey in? And my reply was, hell no. James, now, segment, missile on target. Tell it like it is, baby.
Yeah, so I'm going to look at a list today, Matty. This has come out, Code Sports. It's the enemy for you, Webby. They've released a list of the
top... Excuse myself from this segment.
Well, you might want to have to crack at it or just quietly. Sure. The top 50 most marketable athletes in Australia, ranked 1 through 50. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to read out this top 10 for you, and then I'll get your comments on it. Number one, Pat Cummins, most marketable athlete in Australia. Mm. Number two, Sam Kerr, football player.
Yep.
Number three, Josh Giddey. You might have to look up who that is. That's a basketball player.
Yep.
Number four, Nick Kyrgios. Number five, Steph Gilmore. Number six, Patty Mills. Number seven, Marnus Labuschagne. Number eight, Steve Smith. Number nine, Alex De Minaur. Number 10, Dan Ricciardo.
Mm.
The first rugby league player comes in at number 21, Nico Hines. 21.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The first AFL player comes in at...
80.
19, Bailey Smith.
Oh, that's a bloke with a mullet.
Yeah. So missing from that top 10, we've got, you know, Cam Smith, the golfer, Alex Volkanovski, the fighter, Tim Zhu, Ariane Titmus from swimming.
Your good self.
Thoughts?
Yeah.
Thoughts on that list? Is Pat Cummins the most marketable athlete in Australia?
I like Pat. I've met him a few times. I know people call him Captain Woke. Or as his mates like to call him Captain Planet. his mates call him Captain Planet.
Yeah.
I don't know. It depends. If you're a global sport,
do you want me to tell you what they ranked it on?
Okay, yeah, that would help. The criteria.
Personal brand strength, audience and reach.
Yes.
And economics.
What's economics?
They said market demand and potential for growth.
Okay. Right, that's interesting. So let's get a product. I don't know, whatever it is, a bloke in a bar braces. If Pat Cummins or Volkanovski says, right, which one would basically capture the most attention? I think it's Volkanovski.
Yeah.
Because to be honest, when you turn on the TV, almost every set of ad breaks at least has a cricketer selling something.
Mm. Mm. You know who I reckon would get the most reach?
Wouldn't that
mean it's
up?
Yeah, but it's almost... washes over me.
Because Australian cricketer.
Particularly in summer, it does. I reckon the most attention you'll ever get if you sponsor an athlete is Nick Kyrgios. Mm. He's getting front pages, whether he's winning, losing, spitting the dummy, having an argument with his missus.
No, but he's too polarizing. Mm. He's obviously got a lot of fans and very popular, but there's also a lot of people who can't copy him.
Do you know, it's the under 40s most... really love him. I love that championship because sport has changed so much, hasn't it?
I love him from a story point of view. Mm. I get lots of clicks off Nick Kyrgios.
Do you?
Yes. Mm.
I think almost the most controversial one is number nine, Alex De Minaur. He's not convincing me to buy anything. I've seen him on the Weet-Bix ads.
Yeah.
Didn't Djokovic, he gave it to him at the Australian Open. Mm.
Yes.
Because Alex had a big mouth over COVID stuff, which is his right.
Labuschagne?
That's the one that sticks out for me.
It's a bit of a magoo.
That's the one that...
Even number 11
a bit of a magoo.
Is, yeah. Even number 11 is Mitch Starc. So we're just inundated with cricketers. But I think it's saturation. The first swimmer on the list is actually number 12, Cody Simpson. Don't tell Kyle Chalmers about that. He'll be none too happy. But it's just an interesting list. Like, I think Cameron Smith, golfer, should be a lot higher. I think he should be top 10 easily. I think Volkanovski should be quite high. And I think Tim Zhu is becoming really popular. Agree.
Yeah, but you guys, I think, look, we all know them, but the wider, broader, you know, the mums and dads out there, they don't like boxing. They don't like UFC, even if their kids do. You know, I'm just thinking broadly speaking.
Well, look, it doesn't have a name to the article. They do this time every now and then.
Is that staff writer?
It's a bit of a staff writer job. I remember that. So when I was swimming, Webby, they had there's a measurement basically for your recognizability within Australia.
Is that Q rating?
Yeah, whatever it was. And swimming always rates quite highly because it's national or whatever. But it still surprises me that the number one rugby league player, Nicho Hynes, the reason being, if you sponsor a rugby league player, you can pretty much guarantee that if it's a big name, they're definitely on TV every weekend.
Yeah.
They'll also be in the paper more often than not. If you sponsor an Alex de Minaur in Australia,
no, exactly,
you'll see him on TV once a year. You'll see him in the papers once a year. Mm. Outside of that, it's out of sight, out of mind. So I can't understand why Bailey Smith and Nicho Hynes,
And this is in Australia.
This is in Australia. Yeah. Do you think Nicho Hynes is the most marketable NRL player?
No, I was surprised. I would have thought Nathan, given his success in the last few years.
I think there's something very special about Nicho Hynes.
Yes.
Now, Nicho Hynes, I thought the way that he spoke during the Latrell situation a couple of weeks ago, he's so good. He's eloquent. You can see, and at the path he's trod, it's been difficult, overcoming adversity. And, you know, when he talks, I'm not saying he talks political, but when he talks away from his sport, he does it in just a really effective manner.
He is. He's very good.
Can I just throw you a couple of other names that are ahead of Nicho on this list? Ash Gardner, Meg Lenning, and Alyssa Healy. All ahead of Nicho Hynes and Bailey Smith.
Yeah, Alyssa Healy's got a strong presence.
She does.
Yeah.
She does.
I had to look up who, with all due respect, who Ash Gardner was. Yes.
But I get it with Giddy. Giddy's going absolutely gangbusters in the NBA this
incredible
season. So you talk about reach.
He's on the rise. I personally wouldn't know him if he popped up in my cereal.
Well, having said that, he got him on the line. Josh Giddy.
You're not Giddy for Giddy? No?
No. Well, I don't consume a lot of American sport. It's just part and parcel.
American fast food?
Yeah. Less than the average person, but
TV,
I don't
mind
it.
American TV, anything. Something.
Righto, talking about sponsors, we're going to hit the news soon. So we're going to take a break, and movie of the week is Borat coming up soon.